than when you were married, you know, before you completely gave up. And ladies, now that love is gone, get rid of that love chub too with divorce. Guys, you've already lost the house and kids. And ladies, you've lost all self-respect after losing your man to a much younger, much hotter woman. So before you lose all hope, lose inches, lose pounds with divorce from P90X. You've kicked them to the curb. Now kick your own fat to the curb with divorce, America's favorite weight loss program.
We play the greatest of our divorce hits when Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are with us here on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Big night tonight at Baumhauer's, the graduation ceremony for young
Joey,
who has ascended to middays with Jack Campbell, News and Views, 9 to noon on News Talk 93.1 FM. And we have not only a ceremony, but a very special cake.
Yes.
Ooh, cake.
Rosie's seen it, but she can't spill the beans. It's from Ligger's Bakery. Thank you, Donnie.
Ooh, yes, thank you, Donnie Davis.
They do some amazing things at Ligger's, but this is a masterpiece.
Yes.
Of bakery.
Made with love.
Lots of it. A couple of minutes past 4 o'clock, we set a new temperature record today at 101, and it may have gone a degree or two, but it just hasn't, like this morning. It was pleasant outside. There was a bit of a breeze. It wasn't that humid. Even though the temperature was warm, there were worse days with lower temperatures when the humidity was through the roof. As far as tropical weather, we're in the peak of the hurricane season. Not much happening. Houston's got, was it Imelda?
Yes.
They're getting a lot of rain from a tropical storm. But what did they say in Fox News about superstorms and... What are they talking about? What's so extraordinary about anything that's happened? Yeah, we have... Powerful. We always
it's called
have.
Hurricane season where I'm from.
Yeah.
Like we get them.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Do you remember getting your bag at Publix that had the grid on it?
Yeah.
So because for a time there, that's how you
could track them.
Do you have the latest coordinates on
Dwight Lauderdale out there?
Dwight Lauderdale.
Yes.
Dwight Lauderdale.
Look at that. Memories.
Dwight Lauderdale. First I thought, well, that's kind of hokey.
Fort Lauderdale.
We have a news anchor named Dwight Lauderdale.
He's legit, man. I think he's still rocking, doing weather. Yeah.
I think he did news.
And he's doing news and weather. Hold on, I'm going to Google this.
Okay. I worked with him. And one of the greatest, I used to do those silly features at the end of the 5:30 on the one and only Channel 10.
One and only Channel 10.
And one day, this is another lame-ass story, so fasten your seatbelts. There was a senior citizen home in Pompano Beach, and every Wednesday, a serious heavy metal band used to go over and perform in their community center for them. I mean, we're talking... metal, as loud and raucous as it gets, but they and everybody would show up and the band would go crazy and the people, it was just such an odd combination.
Where was this?
Pompano? Yeah, at one of those places where everybody, I don't know if it was assisted living, but it was definitely a retirement center.
And there was a heavy metal band.
As heavy as it gets. So they said, why don't you go check this out? And I knew the other TV stations would be there, so how do I one-up them? At a friend with a gas station, I stopped there and I picked up a box of cigarette lighters, 50 of them. I went to the home. We shot footage during their performance, talked to a couple of the seniors about why they liked this band, and then I waited for everybody else to leave. Then I asked the band to get back on stage, play a song, and I handed out 50 lighters. And the last shot of my piece were all these little old people.
Stop.
Holding lit cigarette lighters.
That's awesome.
And I'm very proud of the fact that ran at the end of the newscast, and Dwight Lauderdale came out to the parking lot and said, that was the funniest thing I've ever seen
Dwight.
On this TV station. That made my day, because he was a very respectable anchor. A lot of those folks...
He just recently retired. Just recently.
Yeah, how old...
He's got to be in his mid-60s.
I would think mid-60s, 70s. But when you watch, it's... You know, used to... If you were in a larger city and you watched their local news, you're used to seeing somebody that looks like the voice of experience. Now it looks like they're using high school interns.
Yeah.
The and it's so predictable. The women that do the weather down there,
yeah,
use their body as pointers.
I'm a Brian Norcross fan.
He's a friend.
Brian's but that's just because I remember. I mean,
Andrew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We had on the anniversary of Andrew, in 2017 was.
Was that 25 years?
We had Brian on from Atlanta. He was with the Weather Channel then. He's back down there now in South Florida, and he's a good friend of Rich Thomas's.
He's
too.
A Florida State grad.
And
Joe Knowles.
Brian basically started at Channel 10 around the time I was there, and great guy, really knows his stuff, and he was the guy that, with literally the roof of their TV station ready to be ripped off, stayed live and told and took calls.
Yeah.
Amazingly, during Andrew, the phone system, the landline system mm-hmm. still worked. And there were people calling from their bathtubs underneath a mattress asking, when is this going to end?
We had one of those little, it was like a little handheld, what is it, handheld, but it was like one of those small televisions. Mm-hmm. And I remember my mom watching the news on that and him giving like minute by minute, this is what's going on, this is where you need to be. You know, don't go outside, don't panic.
I used to watch Rich do that.
Yeah, he's, you know, you want somebody like that to take you through the storm. Somebody who, and what I really appreciated was his honesty. He said, this is going to be really bad.
Yeah, very, very reassuring.
So there was, you know, and he probably saved a lot of lives. In fact, they had a concert, Gloria Estefan. They did a fundraiser after Andrew at the mm-hmm. Dolphin Stadium, mm-hmm. 80,000 people, and they gave Brian Norcross a standing ovation for his work for that storm. And he was about to lose his gig at that
time. Really?
That's the story he told. He was...
had 1 foot out the door almost, pushing him.
Yeah, and then he made it impossible for them to let him go, so they had to re-sign him, which was a smart move. It's 9 minutes after 4 o'clock. Our show brought to you in part by our friends at Gulf States Mobility, James Garrett and Tommy Johnson, with a business that restores choices to lives dramatically affected. Short-term, long-term, permanent. Life can change on a dime. They work with many of our wounded heroes coming back with battle injuries, facing a period of adjustment or having to reconfigure their lives around the wound they sustain. They take an individual approach with each client so that they can restore the greatest number of choices possible. For many who were told by a doctor they'd never drive again, they put that option back on the table with VIM vehicles, voice command technology vehicles that they equip and sell at Gulf States Mobility. Chairlifts for stairs, you name it, they can do it. They can make a home user-friendly and safe again so their client does not have to leave a home they love because they sustained or had some misfortune with their mobility. Their number is 514-6590. Please look them up and like them on Facebook. Gulf States Mobility, 1647 Coosa River Parkway, the pride of Wetumpka. 410.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric. Or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Pretty much everyone agrees. We have the best diamonds, the best jewelry, and the best selection in town. But what is hogwash is, people think we're expensive. That's total, complete nonsense. We sell the finest diamonds, the finest jewelry. That's all we're going to sell you. And we do it at the lowest price compared to everyone in town. We did this for years. We used to make jewelry for Zales, Army's Air Force Exchange Services, Costco, you name it. Come to Marguerite's, shop us. If you shop anybody else, we'll save you thousands.
Leprechaun Tire City, this is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling four tires for the price of three.
Absolutely. Buy three tires, get the fourth free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe so.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
Tires, expert service, Tires City.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chest and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery and my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices, mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Rest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear, the Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook, and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No hoes, layaways, or returns.
I'm Ellis Heskew with Alabama News Network. Elmcroft Living Facility, where a resident died earlier this year after being left in a hot van for more than 5 hours, may be closing down soon. A 35-page report from an investigation by the state says three employees falsified documents claiming that 83-year-old Doris Mitchell was accounted for three separate times in the facility on the day she was actually left inside of a hot van after a field trip. Dr. Charles Ledbetter has been named Superintendent of the Year. Dr. Ledbetter has been the superintendent of Pike Road Schools since June of 2017. He's been an educator for 30 years and has led three school systems. Dr. Ledbetter says this is really a team award and a team recognition. Hockey could be coming to the capital city. Mayor Todd Strange says there's a vision of having a multi-purpose facility at the Garrett Coliseum. Strange says they're having conversations with a couple of hockey teams. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's still a dry forecast for the next several days, unfortunately. But how would you like a little heat relief in the next couple of days? Hang on. Clear skies tonight, overnight low temperature 72. Then for tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, you will feel the change. In fact, it will be about 10 degrees cooler on the high temperatures each day. So highs 90 to 92. Lows at night will fall to the mid-60s Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. A definite nice change. Still no rain in the forecast for the next several days, though. Fall officially begins on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you need your nails done? Do you feel weird about being the only male in the salon? Then swing on down to
Manly Petties, where you get your very own masculine foot bath.
Our nail technicians specialize in soaking your feet with
beer.
And they will cut your cuticles.
Manly instead of cute.
In addition, our chairs are designed so you'll never be cross-legged, but sitting
spread eagle.
And we don't use a delicate emery board, but instead
we use a belt sander!
So call today and make an appointment at
Manly Petties! We'll make your toes pretty because you're tired of wearing socks during sex!
That was terrifying. Funny, but that's terrifying. That's pretty good. I like that one.
That's the one thing I forgot to do was get my Manly Petty. I'm going to have to wear shoes and bomb hours tonight.
Is that where you go to that place? Because...
Yeah, that's a trade I worked out with them.
Yeah.
all their pedicure tools are made by Black & Decker.
Oh, there you go. It's like a trade-off. It's like free advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
I've made my husband go in with me before.
Jared will not go. He, like, refuses. And I'm like, every time I go, I will take pictures of other men that are there and be like, see, this guy loves his wife.
I forget what I held over Mike, but it was like he had to go. I forget I wish, what it was.
So. If Jared Robertson is listening, we're going.
I'm not going to say Mike's whole name because one of the people that works with him was like, is your wife the one on the radio? So I don't want to say his whole name now.
I will call him out.
He has got a pedicure.
Actually, I go to Body Serene on Atlanta Highway.
Body Serene?
Yes. Emily Hayes was the one that turned me out.
Sounds angelic.
You know what makes a pedicure is the massage, like the rest of it. Like,
and my dear friend Amy Hampton, bankruptcy attorney in Alexander City.
When is Amy going to be on the show?
I gave you her personal cellular number. Remember?
Who says cellular?
Oops.
Her personal cellular telephone number.
Like, who says that?
I did. Anyways, we go and we get the paraffin. And let me just tell you, that's a nice little extra. It's worth it, ladies out there.
I get that.
Do you? See, yeah. Greg, that's why we're friends. It's all about the extra touch. The little... the extra petty touch.
When I was outside, I thought I was seeing things, but what I saw, I did see.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
There is... some rain out there.
Stop it.
Freaking kidding me.
No. Some spots of rain here and there. If you look up, there's some clouds that actually look like they could shed a sprinkle or two. A few in the immediate area and a few further south. But that's the first time I've seen. I thought Rich Thomas was going to have to start naming clouds because there was so little precipitation. And this morning, there wasn't anything, not even a cloud to look at.
I wonder what a weatherman does in his spare time, you know? Like, does he name clouds?
I don't know. Rich, if you're listening and you'd like to call in and tell us what you're up to these days, we'd love to hear it.
Like, I wonder if it's one of those things where, like, you know, you, like, look at, like, other countries' weathers or something. You know, like...
You're like, wow, I really wish it was raining like it is there.
There is a tool. Rich has a secret tool in his forecasting collection called... Mrs. Ritterbuttle. I call her Nostradamus because she has this sinus condition that flares up whenever it's raining at the house. Oh, my goodness.
Stop. No, it's not.
And she says she knew this at 3 a.m. So if Rich ever has any doubts, we always check with Nostradamus to see if there's legitimacy. We have got to get you a laptop so we can move this process along a little
bit. But you feel like Vanna, right?
Right, holding up your little whiteboard. William, and the caller is...
William B.
William B.
Wow, that was a really smooth William.
How's everybody?
We're good.
Hey,
I was just noticing, you're right, it does look kind of cloudy, like it may rain or something, I don't know.
It's been a while, it's been a long time.
Yeah, I know, it's kind of dry out here. Did I hear that... My little buddy's going to be at Baumhauer's tonight, Steven?
He is. I'm bringing him.
Yes, Jacqueline's son, Steven, found William B. to be very amusing.
They're buddies.
Yeah.
They're buddies.
Well, I got to go and see him, if nothing else, you know.
He will thoroughly enjoy that. Now, he may be a little moody like his mommy because he might have the jet lag, but bear with him tonight. We're going to see how long he'll last.
I was seeing all of that. Looked like you had a blast.
Yes.
Do kids get jet lag?
You know, we tried to keep him on his schedule as best we could, but at the end of the day, when you're walking in the house at 11:45 at night with a 2-year-old, I mean, it is what it is. So he did really well. But if you're my friend on Facebook, you saw he slept a lot on our trip.
A lot of folks mentioned that they gave you credit for being able to manage a long trip like that, bringing the little one with you.
You know, I had a lot of help.
It was either that or don't go, so she
went. I would have put him in a papoose and rocked it, but
she couldn't kennel him.
Yeah, we couldn't find a sitter for 2 weeks. But I will give my husband credit. And see, this is why Dane and I do what we do, because fathers... are able to do it just as much as mothers. Eric? He helped me out so much with Steven, carrying him and toting him around Europe.
Good man.
So I have to give a lot of credit to Jared. Because
if you look at the picture, he's in Jared's arms.
90% of the time asleep. Well, in my defense, we had an agreement that if the baby fell asleep, Jared would carry him so that I could take pictures. So it was one of those, I couldn't take pictures while holding the baby. But yeah, we had a great time.
Those kind of, the ability to make those kind of things happen is what makes a successful marriage, right?
Yes. It's all about compromise.
It looked like you had a blast.
We did.
Hey, Greg, you coming downstairs anytime soon?
Maybe in a few minutes, around 4:32 or so.
Okay. All right. I'll hang out till the end. I'm sitting down here stalking.
Okay. I'll come down and say hi.
That's not weird. Not weird at all, man. William B.
Not at all.
No.
As soon as I'm done amusing myself here, I'll be down there.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, man. Eric, good afternoon.
Hola.
Hola.
How y'all doing?
We're good.
I knew it was going to rain today because I work outside and I paint. And as soon as I put paint in the gun, it was raining right exactly where I was. On Maxwell Air Force Base, I pulled up Rich's app. I couldn't even see the cloud raining.
I mean, we're not talking about big images on the radar. They're very tiny.
Oh, no.
But at least there's something out there.
But rain and paint do not go well together.
No.
That's what I've heard.
And I also wanted to thank Dana and...
Jacqueline.
Yeah.
The other one.
Jay Quillen.
There you go.
Y'all did a consult with my son last week, and I appreciate.
Oh, good.
I appreciate y'all.
I hope he found us useful.
He did. And he came back and saw y'all, so.
Well, appreciate the good work here.
Well, thank you.
I don't know how entertaining he was, but, I've been listening to y'all for a while, and based on what I heard from y'all, and y'all impressed my wife, so that's not easy to do, so.
Well, we will take that compliment and run with it. Thank you so much.
And they'll be coming back more frequently, won't you?
We will.
Thanks so much for the call and the good words. Appreciate it. It is 4:23. We'll be checking traffic in a moment. Don't forget the Duncan and Son Predictathon Friday morning. We'll be doing, I don't know which game yet. I don't know who's got the tougher opponent on the schedule. But in the meantime, when you need tires, get yourself retired at Don Duncan because all three locations feature tires that are sent to them directly from the manufacturer, so you get a real wholesale price. And they never quote a price that doesn't include installation. And, of course, with state-of-the-art diagnostics, they can handle all of your car's maintenance need at three locations. On Highway 14, and do it as often as we can, Millbrook. On Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. And downtown, great if you work for the government. Just drop your car off. They'll get you back to work, pick you up, get you back together with your car later at 408.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
We're making our way through the 4 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the River Region, and there are several accidents out there that may slow you down. We have one on I-85 northbound. It's just past the Taylor Road exit, so be careful in that vicinity. There's also an accident in Prattville on Highway 31 south. That's at Old Ridge Road. And we see the police still working an accident on South Court Street near Bell and Graff Middle School, so be careful in that area. The Boulevard traffic is moving along pretty well. We don't see any big hang-ups on the interstates. Everybody seems to be moving along pretty good. And the 31 all look good this afternoon. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughan. Call David McClinton at 270-9177. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
How easy is it to find the best new hires with Glassdoor? Yeah, kind of like that. Post your job, and just like that, it's available to over 67 million job seekers. And Glassdoor only matches you with qualified applicants, so you can make the best new hire in half the resumes. Plus, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. Hire better, hire faster. Start your free trial today at glassdoor.com/hire.
Hey, you're that
famous actress. You must travel so much. What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the count of, you want to know why? That when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
I never get tired of that.
Akana, you want to know why?
Yes, we need you to be at Baumhauer's tonight.
Because on the count of, you want to know why?
Because we're graduating Joey tonight with a ceremony and a special cake.
Yes.
Made for us exclusively by Liquor's Bakery.
Yes.
Aren't all cakes exclusive? Love.
This one will be almost two.
Made exclusively for us.
I mean,
we don't have to share it with anybody else.
It speaks, when you see this, your breath will be taken away because it speaks to their skill over there at one of the last bastions of the great aromas in the world, which is a bakery.
Yes.
We have Bill on the phone.
Hey, Greg, how you doing this morning? This afternoon?
I'm fine, I guess. How could I not be fine? I've got three beautiful women in the studio with me. I can't focus.
You're fine then, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Really.
I just want to let you know I went through a pretty hefty shower between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. The Living Sphere Doppler radar may be lighting up a little bit.
It is. We just mentioned that. In fact, my wife, who has the extrasensory skill of knowing when weather's coming through her nose, said she had... It's painful. I shouldn't really laugh, but she gets a sinus thing going on when rain is coming, and sure enough, I didn't think anything would happen today, but there you go.
Does she snore with the sinus thing? Like, if she starts snoring, you're like, oh, hell.
Oh.
It starts getting
real. Heavens are
like
opening up tomorrow. Hurricane.
That's why I always listen, and if I hear that, then I know to take an umbrella to work. It's very handy.
There you go. You need to tell people that, so they all take our umbrellas.
Yeah, we found a few green dots on the radar. Amazing.
This one was pretty heavy. It may be turning yellow or red. Who knows? But we need some more, that's for sure.
Mrs. Rutabaga, if you're listening, give me a rain gauge reading, please.
You all have a good evening.
And thank you for the call. Hi, who's this? Hello? Oops.
I don't know if you've got a little goat, but, man, we have got rain in Deer Creek right now. I mean, there's water falling out of the sky. It's the weirdest thing. I've never seen anything like it.
I know, we have, a lot of people are having trouble adjusting to this phenomenon this afternoon.
Wait, water's coming from the sky?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I actually have these things on my windshield that go back and forth, you know? I can keep time.
Well, it's I haven't seen any rain here yet, and it's not official until I see it personally.
Until you say-
But William B. is waiting downstairs, so I'm going to go run down to the parking lot and see what's happening in our neck of the woods.
All right, we'll see you tonight.
All right, thanks. East, yes, tonight. And Jacqueline's going to be there, but
Dana. And Dana.
Dana's going to be there.
I have recruited.
Yeah.
Yay. Oh,
that is so great. So both Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson will be joining us at Baumhauer's tonight.
It's a twofer.
It's a big night. It's a celebration.
Jack's going to be there, too.
Oh, see?
That's right.
Yes.
Jack, you know, it's funny. You network in that universe. And I'll never forget, I went to a restaurant that's not far from Dirk's Filet and Vine.
Yeah.
In Old Cougardale. And one night, I was there with Roz, and as we're walking up, we see this big crowd of people out in front of a bar. I forget the name of the bar. And so I was curious to see, and everybody's laughing and carrying on, and obviously somebody is entertaining the bejeebers out of these people. So I go a little closer, and it was Jack. Holding court.
Yeah.
He's one of those people. So I am honored that he will be joining us at Baumhauer's tonight.
And I think it's Pine Bar. Are you referring to Pine Bar?
I believe that, yes. I can never remember the name of it. Nothing on the gauge. Okay.
Nothing on the gauge.
But what a good little obedient wife that delivers the brain cage reading when I ask for it on the air. That's.
I don't think my husband has ever referred to me as that, like that. I was just thinking, I was like, I don't think I've ever been called that.
I've probably been called far worse.
I wonder if Mike's ever said that. Probably not.
Roz is a treasure.
She is.
Yes.
I enjoyed her so much. She came to Stephen's birthday party, and we just sat in the backyard, and I just love her.
She's great.
I know. We sat together and admired how many Mickey Mouse ears we could see.
By the way, I wore mine when I went to see, because she expects that from you.
Wow. Can we tell this story on the air, Greg?
With the ears?
Yeah. You wore your ears when?
When I was down in...
You went to go see Goose. Okay, I was like, where's this story
Have you ever
going?
Been to, I'll bet you have, to Key Largo?
Yeah.
We went to Jimmy Johnson's place called Jimmy Johnson's...
Place.
Steakhouse?
No, it's right on the water. It's nice.
I didn't know he had a place down there.
It's got his name on it. I didn't see him. I think he's just enjoying fishing and playing with his little Yorkie.
Mm.
We had a great time, but I saved the ears from your son's birthday party.
Aww.
So I could embarrass my daughter at least once on the visit.
That's what you're supposed to do. How was Goose? How was it? Jimmy Johnson's Big Chill.
That's it.
I Googled it.
The Big Chill. How can I forget that? That's supposed to be my generation.
The Big Chill.
And what an obnoxious movie. When it came out, I thought it was really cool. And the soundtrack was and remains great. But when I watched it later, after it had been around for a while, it does not age well.
Yeah.
It just doesn't. 4:33 is the time. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. They're keeping people cool through this relentless heat. We are getting a break towards the end of the week. And I did have Clark's out when these electric bills started climbing. I got a note from my friend Stick Shift Danny. Cosmo girl extraordinaire. She says, if my bill dramatically decreases with the blown Polaris, I'll know the source. Yes, my system burned out. She says her sister bought a house with a pool. The water was supplied from a well, and the well pump ran constantly, keeping the pool full in the summer. It cost a fortune in power bills, and then the bulldozer came, and they have a really nice backyard garden.
Hmm.
I kid you not. You got to wonder at some point if the cost and the maintenance. Although, God bless David Fagan. He's kept it from turning into the Black Lagoon for us.
And see, I hate to hear this because we're considering putting a pool in. And I'm like, oh.
Well, I'm not saying you shouldn't.
But you're not saying I should.
Well, when I had one in our house in Fort Lauderdale and when Janelle was a kid. And we used it all the time.
Yeah.
So when you have a kid... And they know how to swim, and they've, you know, you got all the safety. Yeah, that's one thing. But I just, other than walking into it on a cold January morning, which I do for a cheap thrill, it's a lot of maintenance relative to the amount of time we use it.
Mm-hmm.
Clark's, though, came out when the bills started to climb and checked out our AC unit. We did have an inefficiency going on in the filtration process. There was some sludge buildup, so they fixed that problem. So I can at least know this. My electric bills aren't insane because I have an inefficient heating and cooling system. Clark's does that when they come out and do your two annual tune-ups. That's why Clark's Club membership is recommended to keep your costs down. If your system's running efficiently, you'll make that $159 back on lowered electric costs. And they can also diagnose and repair any issue relative to heating, air conditioning. Of course, their plumbers are amazing. Jacqueline, if you ever have an issue with plumbing at your place, call Clark's. Mm-hmm. Their guys are phenomenal. They're talented. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people. Alabama certification number 99004. Richard.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
That's your birthday. Just trying to say what a great show you guys have got.
Oh, thank you.
I love having them here.
Yeah, I listen to you guys in the morning from about 6 to 6:45, and then you in the evening is on the way home.
Well, we really appreciate that loyalty, man. We hope to continue to earn your listenership. Thank you for the good words.
Thanks. I also come to Bomb House every now and then. I was going to come and introduce myself to you, but I didn't know what the protocol was.
Come on up.
There's no protocol.
Are you South African or Australian?
South African.
Yeah, we knew it was something.
Wow, that's pretty perspicacious language observational skill on your part there.
South Africa is one of my favorite places I've ever been. Cape Town was like...
Didn't you go like...
Isn't that a trouble day?
Diving with great white sharks or something, or you're supposed to?
I got way too drunk and slipped through it. So.
Oh, yeah. She was supposed to go.
Being honest.
That's what it was.
She was supposed to go.
You can do cage diving with white sharks, but you can also ice scuba dive. So you can scuba dive with white and black tips.
Nope.
Braggers, yeah. And hammerheads as well.
Nope. I scuba, but I was actually signed up for a cage diving trip and just... Didn't really make that early morning call and woke up at like 10 o'clock and, you know, missed a once-in-a-lifetime experience there.
Well, we appreciate the call.
Nope.
Just come up and say hello at Baumhauer's.
Yes.
We don't bite.
Well, we're actually coming there tonight, so definitely come and say hello.
Come talk to us. We'll be there.
We'll look forward to meeting you. Thank you.
Nice to meet you guys. Well, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And Rosie will be there.
Yes.
And again tonight, the graduation ceremony for Young.
Joey.
As he... He's big time now.
It's making me a little emotional.
Yeah, I know. You know the nauseating song, Watching Scotty Grow? It's really hokey.
No, I don't.
All right, when we come back, I'll introduce you to it.
Please don't play it.
Right now, we have to move. Right now, we have other obligations.
Balake.
Yeah.
Where is Balake at?
Right here.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling through the middle of the 4 o'clock part of our rush hour, and we have an accident on I-85 northbound just north of Taylor Road that is jamming traffic up there. It's also raining in that area, thank goodness. Be careful, turn your headlights on and watch the traffic around you. If you're on the boulevard, everybody's rolling along just fine. Our traffic looks really good out there on most of the roadways. I-65 doesn't have any delays, and we don't see any big problems on the 31s. Please be careful and watch where you're headed this afternoon. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years experience. Call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply. 676-3862. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a longtime advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting in Lubbock. They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the river region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Melissa Eskew with Alabama News Network. Dr. Charles Ledbetter has been named Superintendent of the Year. Dr. Ledbetter has been the Superintendent of Pike Road Schools since June of 2017. He's been an educator for 30 years and has led three school systems. Dr. Ledbetter says this is really a team award and a team recognition. Elmcroft Living Facility, where a resident died earlier this year after being left in a hot van for more than 5 hours, may be closing down soon. A 35-page report from an investigation by the state says three employees falsified documents claiming that 83-year-old Doris Mitchell was accounted for three separate times in the facility on the day she was actually left inside of a hot van after a field trip. Hockey could be coming to the capital city. Mayor Todd Strange says there's a vision of having a multi-purpose facility at the Garrett Coliseum. Strange says they're having conversations with a couple of hockey teams. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's still a dry forecast for the next several days, unfortunately. But how would you like a little heat relief in the next couple of days? Hang on. Clear skies tonight, overnight low temperature 72. Then for tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, you will feel the change. In fact, it will be about 10 degrees cooler on the high temperatures each day. So highs 90 to 92. Lows at night will fall to the mid-60s Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. A definite nice change. Still no rain in the forecast for the next several days, though. Fall officially begins on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's gonna be so rainy today.
Gonna get some rain.
You're gonna get
really wet.
Better open up
that umbrella.
It's coming down. Blood on the ground.
Oh, what a pain, 'cause the forecast calls for rain.
Woo! Yeah!
Glorifies me. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Thank you.
I just went outside and I did not see any rain here, but we're getting reports from all around. And some of these showers are intense, but I did see William B. William B.
Send it to Midtown.
And he gave me something for good luck.
What's going on here? This is very concerning.
I was looking for the right lump in my pocket and I couldn't find it. This is it.
What is that?
That is a Buckeye.
I was going to say, is that a Buckeye?
Why do I get these robocalls from my old area code?
I've been getting them, too, from Hollywood, Florida all
yeah,
day.
Yeah, that's exactly, yeah. Do these come from bucks?
They come from a tree.
Oh.
An oak tree of sorts, I believe.
And is it a nut?
Obviously,
we're going to have to Google this.
I'm going to Google the origin of the Buckeye.
Okay. While we're Googling the origin of the Buckeye, let's talk about your eye with the
adorable
Rich.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas here. And you know by now that Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. In Chin. Montgomery Eye Physicians provides all of their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. Montgomery Eye Physicians utilizes cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know your history with a combination of over 10,000 LASIK surgeries in the last 20 years. Montgomery Eye helps impassioned people see life clearly so they can reach their goals. Call 272-2020 today or visit them at getlasik.me to schedule a free LASIK consultation. Find your drive. See your vision. Montgomery Eye Physicians. Once again, call 272-2020 or on the web, getlasik.me.
Hey, Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and wow, I just checked it. Gold just hit $1,500 an ounce. It was hanging around $1,200, $1,300 not too long ago, and boom, it's way up there. Margaret's, whether you know it or not, you can bring in gold, and you can trade your gold or make you something new, or you can walk away with a check for it. So bring in your diamonds, your gold that you no longer are wearing. Let's see what we can do with it. We'll do something fantastic with at Marguerite's. Marguerite's is located in the Peppertree Shopping Center. We're open 7 days a week. Come see us out at Peppertree. Thank you.
Here it comes, radio's most exciting game for fabulous prizes, the Name Game. Do you have a name? Incredible prizes can be yours just by playing Blue Water Broadcasting's The Name Game.
Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our station website.
Win fantastic prizes such as a sportsman's package, a cruise, a big screen TV, dining experiences, and jewelry.
We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? Lucky you. You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name, too. It's The Name Game from Blue Water Broadcasting.
From the Fox Business Network on Wall Street, the major averages closing mixed after the Federal Reserve announces it will cut its benchmark interest rate a quarter percentage point in line with market expectations, with the Dow rising 36 points, the NASDAQ down 9, S&P 500 up a point. And some good news for Microsoft shareholders, the tech giant's board approving a dividend hike by 11% to 51 cents a share and $40 billion in new share repurchases. Microsoft shares spiking on the news after hours. And Roku stock tumbling close to 14% after a media giant enters its space. Comcast making a move that undercuts the makers of streaming media players and announcing that it will be giving away its Xfinity Flexbox for free to those who subscribe to the cable operator's internet-only plans. Flex will allow customers to watch streaming services on their TV sets. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Duncan Thomas with us this afternoon. I don't know if they've ever heard this bit. That's not it. That's not the one I wanted. Let's try this one.
The following is a test of the PMS Emergency Broadcast Network. It is only a test.
What is your problem? Can't you get off that couch and help me around here? I should have listened to my mother. You are no good lazy pig.
I don't know why I married you in the first place. You no good son of a pig!
This has been a test of the PMS Emergency Broadcast Network. If this had been an actual emergency, you would have been instructed not to go home, to check into the nearest motel, and wait 3 to 5 days before returning to your house. Again, this has been only a test of the PMS Emergency Broadcast Network. We now return to our regularly scheduled program.
Are we okay with that, or are we offended?
You got some gems on there.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as the going to make the coffee on the hot plates at work thing.
Oh, right. That's the sexist.
Ladies at the car.
Yeah, that's the hilarious sexist 50s coffee ad. Would you like to hear that?
Nope.
Okay. Then this.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566.
Thank you, Rusty Aldrich. Our most electrifying story of the day comes from Montgomery, Alabama.
Wow.
This is...
Okay, but it does say it's off Satire Weekly, so, like, are we sure it's a real thing?
No, I got this from Satire Weekly.
So, I mean, I'm not sure.
Do we know how accurate this
yeah,
is?
Like, I'm not sure that, like, automatically.
Well, it's a story about a woman who's in critical condition after she, quote, blew up her private parts with a fire extinguisher.
So if that is, in fact, factual.
No, I don't think it is, because it says instantly we knew something was wrong as her abdomen started swelling up like a balloon before it ruptured right in front of us. I don't think that's what would happen. Like, would that actually...
let's play devil's advocate here.
I think it would just come right back out where it went in.
There's so many things here. So, like, if you did, in fact, do that, one, why?
Like, yeah, that's a good question.
I mean, like, what... listen, I went to college and I saw people do some crazy stuff, and that was not one of them.
And I used to read Penthouse Forum once in a while.
Yeah.
For the creative ideas they would.
I mean, I just don't think that's always a bad idea. Like, that's button. Not even.
Huh?
Hit the button.
For what?
The dump button?
No, not the dump button. I
admit it, I read it. I just never did anything they suggested.
There you go. But yeah, I mean, like, sometimes, you know, when college kids have been drinking, like, things that are bad ideas seem like decent ideas or okay ideas.
Semi-decent ideas.
Right? They don't seem like good ideas, but they seem like, all right, that'd be funny.
You're like, what would happen if?
Yeah, I don't think anyone would, like, be like, oh, that seems like a hoot.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take this fire extinguisher.
That just doesn't really seem like, you know.
There's a lot of weird female behavior in the legitimate news. For example, we have a woman in South Carolina who tried to get out of a DUI by claiming she was, quote, very clean, thoroughbred white girl. But she has.
That was a while ago, though, I feel like. That was like a year ago or so, right?
No, September 17, 2019. An intoxicated ex-cheerleader who tried to talk her way out of an arrest by assuring South Carolina cops she was a very clean, thoroughbred white girl has pled guilty.
No, see, that was her plea. She was arrested a while ago.
That's right.
Whenever if she pled guilty, that was...
Well, shame on the people that provided this story to us because they made it sound like it happened yesterday. Part of the deal, prosecutors dropped several other charges against this woman, including speeding, possession of pot, possession of drug paraphernalia, and DUI with a blood alcohol content of 0.16 or higher. She was at 0.18, more than twice the legal limit, ordered to pay $187 in fines and court costs and must complete the state's alcohol and drug safety action program.
You know, whenever you, like, get pulled over, my first thought, like, if you've been drinking, right, like, you're going to be like, I've only had one, I've only had two, like, I promise I'm a really good person, just, like, don't take me to jail. My first thought is not, like, I'm a white thoroughbred.
Okay, back to this fire extinguisher.
Yes.
So, by the way, if anything ever happens to me, Dana knows she has got to delete my Google history. This is a thing, you guys, and I'm not going to say what sites that pop up on a simple Google search. But it is a thing that, like...
The fire extinguisher is a thing?
It's a thing that is coming up on... I mean, I'm not clicking on anything, but it comes up as, like, people doing this.
It doesn't come up as Montgomery, though.
No, it comes up from, like, other unmentionable sites.
I think that's, like, a Snopes story. Like, I think somebody...
Is that, like, eating Tide Pods?
No, this is more like...
I have a feeling more people ate Tide Pods than used fire extinguisher.
More people have probably... Yeah. But, I mean...
I don't think that's a thing. I think that's like a
This is coming from sites that, like, you have to be 18 or over to.
Oh, those kind of sites.
Yes.
Oh, well, I mean, that's a
And there's videos. Yeah, this is, you know what, Dana? These women would appreciate that. This is an artistic performance.
That's a performance. That's not a drunk college kid thing.
No, this is a completely sober adult, two consenting adults decision.
Moving on.
I had to know whether or not this was a real thing or not.
Neither of you are blondes, but this is apparently a true story. A woman who was reporting chronic foot pain posted a picture. She's got her shoes on the wrong feet. That would be...
Just because I'm not blonde doesn't mean that's not something that I've done before, Greg.
Ellie McGee from Glasgow went out with family and friends and spent the entire time complaining about her feet. I'll put this on Facebook as well, just for reaction.
I should also mention that, like, I sent my mother the link today, and she's listening.
Hey, Lynn.
Oh. What area is she in?
Mississippi. Columbus, Mississippi.
Did you see...
Both of my parents are listening, so this should be really fun.
Fake news.
Hey, Lynn.
When CNN in the media, for lack of something else to whine and complain about, when... And I remember this clear as day. When Dorian was first born, they didn't know. But Rich said, we have to keep an eye on it because it could cross the Florida Peninsula and come into the Gulf and become an issue for us. And this whole Sharpie Gate thing, there's all this nonsense, this crap going on. that CNN put a graphic up that showed the southeastern United States, but they had Alabama labeled as Mississippi.
Yes.
I did see that.
All of my South Florida friends thought that that was just hysterical.
They're so full of... I did see... In fact, I posted a picture when I went down to visit Janelle, and she... As I turned on 75, the very last of Dorian's bands were just east of me, and I got a good picture of the stretched out clouds moving at warp speed and stuff like that. But not a drop of rain on that trip.
Really?
And for a while I thought I was going to be driving through monsoon like conditions on Interstate 75, and I'm so proud of my daughter. She's doing so well.
Good. I've been keeping up with her on the social medias.
She had her first big presentation to the group at the zoo and knocked it out of the park. So everything is going very well.
That's not the same. It can be stressful to work at the zoo. Like, I feel like, you know, if, like, you're just having a bad day, like, you go, like, you know.
You can, like, go pet a rhino.
Look at the giraffe.
Or, like, go walk with the elephants.
Quick question. I need your feedback because we're already at 5 o'clock. Time goes by way too fast. If I could have you in every day, my life would be over in a week, it seems, you know?
If we could be here every day, we would, Greg.
We were having dinner, and she told me that on the day their divorce was finalized in court, that Ryan sent her this sappy text about how sorry he was for all the pain that he caused, and yada, yada.
There are a lot of eye rolls in this room, by the way. I know our radio listeners can't really tell, but there are a lot of eye rolls.
She didn't reply.
Good for her.
Well, I gave her a high five.
Yes.
But I thought, what would Dana... I should get bumper stickers that say, what would Dana and Jacqueline do?
You should. Can we do that?
I would tell. What would Delkin Tomlinson
do?
You
know, I've always thought about, like, you know, you see, like, some of those realtors and stuff, like, drive around with, you know, like, the stickers of their businesses. I make people mad way too much.
Yeah.
Like, I would lose business.
Yeah, we can't do that.
You guys
the way that we drive, we would lose business.
You have to skedaddle the second, or can we say goodbye after the Fox thing?
We'll skedaddle after. We've got
a few
moments.
We can say bye after the Fox thing.
Let me wrap up our most electrifying story of the day, brought to you by Mr. Electric. When you have any type of work done, I'm bringing them in. I got a couple of repairs that I need done. But I'm also going to ask for their help as to where we may be wasting electricity, because I'm, like, at my wit's end. I can't save a dime when electric bills are as goofy as they are. But they have done a phenomenal job for us when it comes to installation. If you have any doubts, don't... electricity is just not something that's made for the do-it-yourself. The electricians at Mr. Electric are master-certified electricians, the very best at their craft. They give you a specific appointment time to come to your house, and they give you an upfront price on whatever it is you need done, whether it's a repair, an installation of a fixture, recessed lighting, whatever it is. They can do it, but they'll tell you what it's going to cost before they do it, so you know what you're going to pay, and there's no surprises, and you're in the best possible hands. In any debris created by an installation or repair, they clean it up, so all you're left is the great result that you called for in the first place. Their number is 245-1566, 245-1566 for Mr. Electric, 459.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling through the afternoon, and we see a busy boulevard this afternoon. Be careful around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, we're still up at a speed limit ride with a couple of exceptions. On I-85, we still see a big slowdown around Taylor Road. There's an accident just north of Taylor Road on 85 North. If you're